We've all had the experience of losing something that is important to us. It happens to me at least 10 times a day. You know, it's our cell phone, it's our keys, it's our wallet. You know, it might be your wedding ring. Or it might be, as my mother was always doing, the hearing aids, you know? But when you've lost something that's really important to you, sometimes it's like life goes on hold for a little while. You know, you get so focused on finding that thing that kind of you let other things go. Well, I think that's a pretty universal human experience. When we lost something, we're focused on finding it. The gospel today picks up on that experience. Notice how in those first two stories, you know, the lost sheep and the lost coin, notice how all the focus was on finding what was lost. And then when it was found, rejoicing. And of course, Jesus wants to use that to teach us a very important lesson, that God is like that. When we are lost, He focuses on us. He wants us back. And when we return to Him, He rejoices. There's more joy in heaven, it says, over one repentant sinner than over 99 who have no need of repentance. The other story about the father and the prodigal son, it also has that element in it. Notice how the father, you have to read a little into the story, but you get the sense from that story that he's out on the road every day looking. You know, when is my son coming back? And then finally, he sees the son. And what does he do? He runs and hugs him and kisses him. He says, get out a ring and put it on him. Put sandals on his feet. Get out the best clothes. Kill the fatted calf. We have to celebrate. Again, Jesus wants us to know that is how God looks towards us. When we have turned away from Him, He doesn't reject us. He doesn't say, you scoundrel. But no, He waits for our return. He wants us back. There's a very interesting dynamic in that story. The dynamic of, you know, the father keeps calling that boy his son. But the youngest son, he begins to feel of himself no longer a son, but he wants to go back as a worker, a servant. The older son, when he finally gets back, he doesn't think of him anymore as his brother. It's now that son of yours. But he himself has put all of his worth in his work. It is that both of them have lost sight of something very important. They're sons of that father. That's who we are. We're sons and daughters of our Heavenly Father. We're children of God. And even when we sin, even when we turn away from God, we're no less children. We may not think of ourselves anymore as sons and daughters of God. We may think of ourselves as unworthy. May even feel God can't tolerate the sight of us. But God's focus never changes. We are His sons and His daughters. And He welcomes us back. He longs for our return. He wants us to come back to Him. All the readings this morning focus on that mercy of God. The reading from Exodus, how God was merciful at the pleading of Moses. Paul in that second reading talks about God had been so overwhelmingly merciful to him who had persecuted the church, arrested Christians. But then, in his ignorance, he said he did all that. That God had reached out to him in mercy. That's what the scriptures want to teach us today. That our God is a God of great mercy. Now, there is another side to this story. And that is, we have to realize that we need that mercy. You know, until I know that I am a sinner, I can't really return to God. I can't go back to God and say, forgive me. But once I know, I acknowledge to myself what I have done, the ways I have wandered off, the ways I've gone astray, then I can come back and I can ask God for mercy. But when I say to myself, oh, I haven't done anything that bad, then I'm never going to go back and seek the mercy of God. And God wants us to come to Him, plead for His mercy, so that we can experience the great depth of His love. Another element of the story that's important, I think. That older son, he could not accept his father's mercy to that younger son. Could we find ourselves in that same position? You know, where we can judge ourselves, well, I haven't done anything so bad, but look at all those other folk out there. And maybe when we get to the kingdom, we see all those other folk that we have judged to be greater sinners than we are there. Will we want to go in, or will we be angry? Will we boycott the party rather than go in and rejoice in God's mercy? We have to rejoice in God's mercy for you, for ourselves, but also we are called to rejoice in God's mercy to our brothers and sisters, because God is merciful to all. And God our Father wants to give life to all. Once we can let that message sink into us, then what will happen is we will begin to grow in gratitude, and we will acknowledge the greatness of our God. And the more grateful we are, the more we will grow in love for God. And the more we grow in love for God, the more we will pray, the more we will thank God, the more we will praise Him for His goodness, for His mercy, for His love.